Hi, this is Kyle from In Hearts Wake. I play bass and sing, and you're listening to Break the Ice podcast.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Break the Ice Podcast. I am your host, Julia, and today's episode is probably one of my all-time favorites right now. I sat down with Kyle from In Hearts Wake, a band out of Australia, and I had a blast. Super chill, super sweet guy, and I couldn't contain myself. I had to put this episode up. I was going to wait until next week, but screw that. This episode needs to come out this week, like today. Currently touring with Fit for a King, like Moths to Flames and Phineas, and I was at that show last night, and let me tell you how fucking amazing that was. I can't get over how fucking insane it was. I just don't have any other words for it besides fucking insane. These are bands you need to check out. If the tour is coming anywhere near you, please, please, please go check these bands out. But before we jump into the episode, a little bit of a reminder that we are on SoundCloud as well as Break the Ice Podcast. We are on Twitter as Podcast BTI, on Instagram as Break the Ice Podcast, and Facebook as Break the Ice Podcast. And if you like concert photography, I just put up Chon, the band's photos, on our Flickr page, which, if you look up Break the Ice Podcast, our logo should come up. And we also have a website now. I have been working really, really, really hard on this. If you guys want to check out the website, it is breaktheicepodcastblog.com. And you will see a lot of the photography, a lot of latest posts, photos of me with the bands that I've met, little bit of an intro about why I started this and all that good stuff. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can use the contact page there. You can also email me at breaktheicepodcast2016@gmail.com. Message me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Do not forget to rate, subscribe us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And yeah, so before anything else, let's jump right into the episode. Here's my conversation with Kyle from In Hearts Wake. How are you? I know we just like went through that, but
yeah, I'm really good. I'm excited to play in Baltimore, I believe for the first time ever. We've played Maryland before, which was one of our favorite shows on Warped Tour, so yeah, well, I think it's going to be Maryland sick tonight. Tonight. Yeah,
we have to represent in Maryland.
It was just like, it was more than just the show. It was awesome. It was like where Warped Tour was. We were like in the middle of this like forest on our stage, and it just was really fitting for us, and it felt really, really nice. So
yeah, the Meriwether Post Pavilion. Yeah. It's an interesting venue. Not a place to be at when it rains, though.
It was a perfect day.
Yeah.
For context.
Yeah. So you guys are on tour with Fit for a King, Phineas. And like Moths to Flame. How are you liking that? How's it been with the group, I guess the package of the tour?
It's been fantastic so far. We've toured with like Moths to Flames before, and I think from day one we got along really well with Fit for a King, which I think is pretty important on the co-headline thing, because I guess every day things change, kind of, like. So they're really, really, really nice people, easy to work with. And Phineas are a really great band as well, like really fun to watch. They shred way harder than us.
I had to listen to,
I usually try to listen to both albums on the way to any venue. I have a 2-hour drive when I come to venues, like this one. And I will say that your album probably beat Phineas for me.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't tell Phineas that,
well,
but...
you just did about putting it online or something like that.
Well, they're not gonna... I don't know if they'll listen, but I definitely enjoyed the album, and I wanted to know how is the... I know that the album's been out for a while now, but what is the crowd reaction? Like, what song do you see that people get really pumped to hear?
Well, I think Passage is probably, like, the... probably even our favorite song to play live off the new record. It's just the riff, the first riff, when it actually like kind of hits. It is really big sometimes. Yeah. But there have been some shows where I feel like maybe they haven't heard too much of our new stuff yet in the States. But back home in Australia, when we did our headline run for this album, it was insane. But yeah.
So I asked around a couple people and I was like, I'm talking to Ian Hartswick. What would you guys have to ask? Now, one person said, I've never heard of them. So my question would be, like, where would I start? Just to like, get to know what 3 songs to start with to listen to get into In Heart's Wake.
Okay. Well, it's kind of hard because in our records, I feel like there's a lot of diversity between the songs. But I guess I would do Earthwalker, Passage, and Breakaway. So that's 3 different... That's our last 3 records, kind of like the first single from each one. So
the singles. All right. What have been one of your influences to learn to play the bass and sing?
Well, let's go way back.
Take a second.
Yeah. Let's go way back to when I was really young, and I lived in this country town in Australia called Tamworth, and my dad was way big into country music, and I guess that I was too, because obviously, like, when you're young, like, whatever your parents are listening to, that's what you like. And I would listen to all of his, like, country records, and he would take me to, like, the rodeos and stuff that are in Australia, where they're a bit different to the ones that happen in America. But anyways, I would just go and I would see all my favorite country artists, like a guy called Lee Kernaghan and another guy called Troy Cassidaley. And I just remember being at one of those one time, and I got to... Somehow my dad knew someone who was doing security, and he got me backstage to meet Lee Kernaghan. And I had, like, this little cowboy hat on. And, like, honestly, like, I was probably, like, 7 or 8. And I just remember walking up to Lee, and, like, I shook his hand. I was, like, shivering, and, like, I think I was crying. And he signed my cowboy hat. And I think that was, like, the moment where I knew I was going to, like, try to play music and stuff, and aww. From then I started learning piano, and then,
then
met these
history.
Guys and, yeah
and
pretty
then
much
met the guys and
yeah
then.
So weird beginning, but that's how it started.
No, that's awesome. I mean,
yeah.
Believe it or not, some people in the industry do listen to country. Surprisingly, people still get weirded out, and I'm just like, no, it's kind of normal.
Literally every single day I warm my voice up to Chris Stapleton. He's like a country artist going around nowadays, and oh my god, that guy is so sick. I can't stop listening to his records. They're both like brilliant, amazing.
Oh,
he's
cool.
The best. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't kept up with the today's country stuff. So, I mean, I know Luke Bryan. I mean, like, I know like the basic stuff, and I always listen to George Strait, Tim McGraw, because that's like the stuff my dad listened to.
Tim was one from back, like, when I was really young.
Yeah,
and
my
my
dad still sends me Tim McGraw songs. And I'm just like, Dad, no.
We're fully, like, getting down on the country. I love it. Right.
Yeah, no. I live in a country town, so it's, like,
2 hours from
here.
Yeah,
yeah, so everything revolves on, like, that country music stuff.
Sick.
I saw on your Instagram story that there was a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Patchy.
Patchy.
Patchy the boat.
Patchy the boat. What, for people that haven't been to the show, or people who have missed the first 10?
Yeah, the first 10. Yeah.
Who's Patchy?
Who's Patchy? Well, Patchy is a great guy. Patchy's a great guy. He's always there. He never really he's only let Jake down once in New Zealand, where he fell off. But I feel like it may have been the crowd's fault and not Patchy's fault. But, okay, so basically Patchy was born... Well, the idea of Patchy was born in Australia. where we were going to do ARC, our new album. We were going to start touring it. And we're like, all right, so ARC, nautical. What can we do at a show? And so we came up with the idea that we would have this, you know, blow up raft, and we would crowd surf it across to the sound desk and then back every night and pick up like a flag, and we usually exchange it for an item of food for our sound guy, like a banana or some apple juice or just whatever we have backstage. And yeah, and you know what? Patchy has lost it, and it's only the one boat too. And we every day we have our VIP meet and greets who come, they all sign it. So every day there's more and more signatures on Patchy. So like,
awesome.
Honestly, it looks so sick. People are drawing like little pictures on there. There's like a few cats and like, yeah, it's I don't know. I think it's one of the coolest things we've ever done, because it's really sick seeing it kind of like how long it's lasted, and it's also my job to keep Patchy going.
Okay.
So yesterday it had a really rough show in Montreal the day before, and I blew it up the next day in Worcester. I blew it up and it just kept going down, so I patched it and then I blew it up. And then it went down again, and then I had to find another hole. So two holes yesterday.
Oh,
but so Patchy really does embody its name at the moment.
Yeah. So are those the first two, or has it had?
It's got three now.
Three?
Yeah,
okay.
It's been pretty good. So, and it's been to New Zealand, Australia, UK, Europe, and now it's done 10 shows in, I think so.
God, I want to be Patchy. Like, yeah, that's like a great life to live right there.
Yeah, I know. It's been all over the world. How many blow up boats have done that?
Right? So last two questions I have would be, if you could collaborate yourself with some other artist or band, past or future, who would it be?
Past or future? Right now it would be Chris Stapleton. Holy crap, that guy can sing, he has pipes, his songs are amazing. I would learn a lot from working with that guy right now, just in this general moment, yeah.
And then, in general, with the band, who would you guys like to collaborate? Do you think everybody would like to have?
Well, we already collaborated with one of our best like band friends with Northlane. I feel like that was really cool. I don't really know who else. We always kind of knew when we first started touring with them in Australia that we would do something with them one day, and it happened, and it was really good. So, I mean, I feel like we've already kind of done that.
Yeah. So, I mean, what about past? So an old band that doesn't exist, or
These guys really used to love Azalea Dying. So
Azalea Dying.
Maybe they'd like to. I think they would. Yeah, the whole band would like to work maybe with them. Write a sick metalcore, like EP or something together.
That's crazy. So I usually end the podcast asking you what song off of your latest album you would like us to play at the end. So what song?
Just play Passage.
Passage? All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
Awesome.
Thank you. It was great being here.
So that was my conversation with Kyle. I had a blast talking to him. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys want to find out more about In Heart's Wake, look them up on YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter. I will be back next week with another episode, and I cannot wait to show you guys who it is. All right, y'all. Here is In Heart's Wake, Passage on Break the Ice Podcast. Bye.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.